And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner, and I'm joined now by Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormer-Skirkin. And Steve, been a really successful season so far. Seems like it's gone really fast as well. Here we are in May, and once you get to May, it just seems like it's kind of a downhill slope, and it goes even extra fast towards the postseason.
That's a good point. Sometimes you get early in the season and everybody's anxious. It's March though, right? Not very good weather. So the weather's going to turn great next week. And we got a couple meets next week. And then you get into the last conference meet, and then you're in the districts or regionals. So yeah, it's 3 weeks left. And then hopefully, if things go our way, we'll be going on to state. So that's the plan at least.
Well, let's talk about what you've had come up here recently. Well, actually, in the month of April, you had a couple of Little Hawkeye Conference invites. Last year, you got second in all of those conference meets. So far this year, you're 2 for 2. You shot a 366 and one at Beaver Creek in middle of April. And then earlier this week on Monday, a 349 at Westwood in Newton to go 2 for 2. How much stock and I guess how great is the feeling for the girls to be able to win those conference meets?
Yeah, I mean, they're very excited about it. We talked last year about the new point system and what that means, and so they kind of knew they got to take first or second, right away out of the chute. So when they got that first win, that was great. And I think they're confident in their abilities, just to keep it around 90 and we usually have a couple girls every meet to be in the 80s. So it's been pretty consistent that way all year. So they know that they just go out and do their best, and if they have an off day, they know that their teammates will pick them up a little bit. So,
as far as 9-hole scores go, I know that early in the season they shot some of the best since you've been the head coach, and then more recently they broke the school record in consecutive meets for 18 holes with a 348 at Willow Creek, and then basically 3 days later a 334 at Edmondson Golf Course in Oskaloosa. Pretty thrilling there to knock off that school record a couple times.
Yeah, we talk about the school record, and it's fun to post that, but we're a lot of kids are really proud of themselves for getting personal bests, right? They've had some career lows. Lydia Kruger, the senior, she's had a great season and had, career low after career low, and Evelyn Kinney is starting to get her game back into shape, the sophomore, and then the other kids have, each had their moments, right? Mariola Toriabad, the senior, she had the second place finish behind Carson Lyons over at Pella in that Oski meet. So that was a career low for her. And in golf, it's kind of weird. You learn how to score, you learn how to, what it feels like to shoot low, and then it's just easier the next time. So as a coach, it's kind of what you're hoping for, right? Everybody kind of gets better and figures some things out and how to score. We just keep working hard on the short game because the long game can leave you at any moment. So hopefully we'll just keep getting better that way. So.
And you mentioned Lydia Kruger. Evelyn Kinney, your number one, you talked earlier in the year, she's comfortable in that spot. But Lydia Kruger really has come on this year, and really all the seniors have. What have you seen in Lydia's game this year that's allowed her to keep posting those career bests?
She made one little swing change. She went to Ken Shaw, and he made like couple little swing changes and one big one, just extending the club more. And it's got her to kind of increase her circle, if you will, the arc of the club head tremendously. She went from a smaller arc to a bigger arc, and she's hitting the ball just fantastic. Her straightest club is her driver, and she's hitting it now about 230 off the tee, 220 every single time. So it's, and down the middle. And that's, as the kids say, it's much easier to play from the fairway, coach. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So she's kind of enjoyed that success this year just with the driver. It's just set up all her other clubs.
Wow, distance and accuracy, that's not easy to do, but it sounds like she's made that.
No, it's not.
And then tell me a little bit more about some of the other seniors on the team. I know Ava Garvey's been in your top two or three a few times, along with Mariola and Allie Sukup. What have you seen from these seniors overall?
Well, the fun thing is they've been around now for 3 years, and Mariola now second year because she was injured there her first year. And so Lydia's been around for 4 years, and Ava for 4 years, and Allie Sukup for 4 years. The fun thing about it is I've worked so much with those kids, but I know their game so well. So, when Garvey, she starts out, I think she plays sixth at the Little Hawkeye meet, and she started with a 10 on the first hole. And so we, you know, I know her. She's going to keep battling. So I said, hey, let's make a new goal. Let's try to get it below bogey golf. Right now you're 5 over bogey golf. So let's try to get it below that, you know, before the round goes, and just have fun with it. And by golly, she goes 3 under bogey golf by the round end. So, you know, I just kind of know what those kids can do and how to coach them. And I know what they need from me. You know, I'll see scores. I'll see what they do on the course. They have a good hole, bad hole. I'll either leave them alone or I'll just kind of give a little suggestion to kind of give a little confidence back. And then they're off and running again. So it's just fun to, when you get to know all 6 kids like that, it's just fun to coach.
Talking with Norwalk Girls Golf Coach Steve Wormerskirchen on Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. So it is getting later in the season, as we talked about. What are some of the things now the girls are working on to fine-tune here for the stretch run?
Well, we're working on all sorts of chips. You know, the low bump and runs, the cut chips when you're short-sighted, flop chips. And now, because the grass is growing, we're working on, you know, because they'll probably play the ball down everywhere we go. So then it's a matter of, what do you do when it's in thick grass? How do you handle that? What are your expectations? So those are the big things. If you can chip it on the green and when it's a perfect lie and get it within 5 feet, or if it's a bad lie within 10 feet, you're going to score. So that's what we've been working on.
And as we look ahead here, it looks like next week you've got the Johnston Dragon Invitational. What are some of the big meets coming up here in the next week or so?
Well, I think these are the two biggest ones, just in the sense that we'll see where we're at. You know, we started out well, and we beat some teams in the Metro early on, but now it's later in the season. People have gotten better also, and so we'll see pretty much the teams, next to the two meets, we'll see all the teams that'll be in our regionals, you know, the ones that you kind of have to beat, so to speak, and so you'll see how you kind of stack up against them, right? So we'll kind of see where we're at. We'll see where our game's at. We'll see where everybody else's game's at.
Well, you've been in the top 3 of every meet you've been in so far this year. Hopefully you can keep that continuing. And then as you look a little further down, regionals will be coming up the, you know, mid to late May. Do you know yet where you're going, or have any ideas where it might be?
Well, that'll come out Monday. It'll come out on the 5th, I think it is. I think I read that sometime. Marshalltown usually hosts, Ames hosts, Valley is hosting, I know that. So we'll be at one of those 3 places. And if it's at Marshalltown, they'll be the number 1 seed because they're rated 3rd. And if it's at Ames, then they'll be the number 1 seed there. So the question is, you know, we'll be the 2nd seed. And then it depends on who comes with us to that 3rd seed, 3rd highest seed. So it's you know, knowing kind of what they have to do, it's either going to be Valley. We'll play right here at Willow Creek. With probably Northwest being the number 1 seed, or we'll go to back over to Marshalltown, as would be my guess.
And again, you know, it's a little ways off, but what would it mean to take this group of girls that you've worked with for so long to a state meet this year?
Well, you know, as a coach, you can't do anything except help them emotionally when they're on the course. You can make some small suggestions, and maybe make them some course management decisions, but you get to do that maybe 5 times around. I mean, it's just, the course is big and there's a lot of kids, right? 6 kids you got to kind of keep track of. So, you know, the big thing that I got going for me is that every single kid cares so much that even if I'm not around, they're going to do the best they can. They're going to battle. They're not giving up ever. So I think that's the biggest thing we got going on. And we're deep. I think I looked at the stats, and out of the, what would it be, 300 kids in 4A, all 6 of mine are in the top 78. All 6. And nobody can say that. Nobody in the whole state, not even the number 1 Pleasant Valley, because they're just not as deep. So that's going to make a big difference, I think, down the stretch.
That is pretty impressive to have all 6 there. Not a weak link in the group. So, Coach, always good to catch up with you, and we wish you luck here in this stretch run of the season. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Mike. Thanks, you know, the radio station for all you guys do. I appreciate it.